All right, let's go ahead and call local government come to order and let's take the roll, I guess.
And this is roll call for April 16, 2021. Vice Chair
S. Here.
Vice Chair Goldman.
Here.
President Blaisdell.
Excused.
Senator Boland.
Here.
Senator Ellsworth.
Excused.
Senator Fitzpatrick.
Here.
Senator Friedel.
Here.
Senator Morgeau.
Here.
Senator Pope.
Here.
And Chairman Gauthier.
Present.
Thank you.
And Nadine, let the record show that Senator Blaisdell is here also.
Okay.
All right, I believe we have the new amendment. Is Tony on the call?
Yes, Mr. Chair and committee.
Are you out there, Tony?
We have the two amendments that were brought to the hearing. So that's 694.2.1 and then 2.2. And then a new amendment, 2.3, is available online. And if the committee would like, I could screen share those amendments, or if you want to then pull them up on your own screens, that works as well. I'm happy to do either way, Mr. Chair.
So, Mr.
I'm going to pull it up on my computer.
Mr. Chair, I'll move to concur in House Bill 694. And then, Mr. Chair, I'll move 694.2.1. That's the amendment we had at the hearing.
Can
I ask a broad question before we get too far into this? Are these amendments friendly, and will they just reinforce? Are they additive, or are we going to see them compete?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Pope, I'm not going to offer mine, and so we're only going to do the two, which the proponents and opponents of this bill have worked out over time. So one of them cleans up the first part of the bill.
Yeah.
And the other one removes the section that was giving angst in the area of
penalties and children.
Right. So it removes that and puts a new section in that only addresses this.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure. Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
And Mr. Chair and Senators, just for clarification, the 2.1 and 2.3 do not conflict. They could both go on the bill together.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. So, Senator Hess, are you going to move your amendment?
Mr. Chairman, I moved 2.1, so if there isn't any questions, you can call a vote on that.
All right, let's go ahead and take a roll call vote on Senate Bill 694, 2.1.
Vice Chair S.
Aye.
Vice Chair Boldman.
Senator Boldman.
You're muted.
Yes.
President Blaisdell.
Yes.
Senator Boland.
Yes.
Senator Ellsworth.
Yes, by proxy.
Senator Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Senator Friedel. Oh, we can't hear you. Senator Friedel.
Yes.
Senator Morgeau.
Yes.
Senator Pope.
Yes.
And Chairman Gauthier.
Yes.
And that's 10 voted yes.
All right.
So, Mr. Chairman, then I will move Amendment 694.2.3, and Ms. Henneman can explain it if she'd like.
Certainly, Mr. Chair and committee. So again, if you have that pulled up online, I can also screen share if we want, but I can just start kind of walking through this. Technically, the only thing that this amendment does is remove what was Section 2. So it removes any amendments to Section 45-7401. And again, creates a new section, new section two, and it's the language is mirrored closely off of what was originally in that old section two. It just creates a new offense for dereliction, and again, it's very narrowly tailored to if a member of a board does not convene regular meetings that are in compliance with their bylaws or statutory requirements, especially if the failure is regular, repeated, and negatively impacts the ability for meaningful public participation or the operation or function of the local government entity. And then subsections 2 through 4, again, are mirrored off of the official misconduct statutes and just adds additional clarification of where that kind of action would take place and what kinds of court. We have the district court. And then 3, the only penalty available would be removal from office for a member convicted of the offense of dereliction. And the only other addition I would mention, there is a new Section 5, which is an applicability section that just clarifies that the actions in Section 2 only can apply on or after the effective date of this act. And that new Section 2 would be codified in Title 45, right next to the official misconduct statute. Mr. Chair.
Looks good, Tony. All right. Let's go ahead and take a any discussion on the amendment.
Yeah, Mr. Chair. Thank you. I'm just going to throw out that I'm trying to sort of go with the flow here because I recognize that we may have an issue in the state or maybe several circumstances that need this bill. I wasn't convinced in testimony that I'm trying to state this amendment here, Mr. Chair, but I wasn't convinced that we have massive fires on deck across the state. You know, I think the amendment we just passed, 2.2, which keeps Section 2 as official misconduct seems appropriate. You know, getting into dereliction of duty, I'm just not comfy with that. I think the amended bill that we just voted on, you know, I can go with that. I don't want to get into dereliction of duty. I mean, maybe we have issues in the state where someone needs to be taken and, you know, dereliction of duty and whatnot, but I just don't think we have those kind of issues, and I wasn't convinced in hearing that's what we've got. So I'm going to be a no vote on this because we've already voted on 2, which the second amendment I think covers. I think it was appropriate. This one I think it takes it a little too far. Thank you, Mr. Chair, for the time.
Thank you. Further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I would just comment that part of the angst some of us had with this bill is if you didn't call a meeting and didn't keep minutes and other things that you might get thrown in jail as a consequence. So I think this new amendment takes care of that, eliminates the misdemeanor criminal charge, and I think it improves the bill.
Thank you. Senator Bolden?
I just was going to ask the good sponsor of the amendment, was this crafted through the compromise of those parties, or was it just, or this council?
From my understanding, it was a compromise between the opponents and proponents and the bill sponsor, and they came up with this amendment. Is that the way I heard it also, Senator S? Is that the way you heard it?
Mr. Chairman, you could ask Ms. Hanneman, but I'm pretty sure that was the way it fell out.
Yes, Mr. Chair, that's correct.
Very good. Me personally, as a chair, I had to say that I think taking out the penalties, the fines, and possible imprisonment was good enough for me after they pulled that out. Because how can you get people to want to be on boards if there's a possibility if they made a mistake or whatever that they could end up with a $500 fine and put in jail for probably serving on a board and not even making any pay for it or any kind of compensation. So I thought that was a little excessive. So I think 2.3 was a good amendment.
Mr. Chair?
Senator Pope?
I'm sorry. I'm going to change my vote to a yes. I'm listening. And, you know, I would agree with, these are volunteer boards, and we're just trying to make sure that they're run properly. And I apologize. I didn't mean to get us into a corner there, but I'm listening, and I'll change my vote in that case.
All right. And I see any further discussion? I don't see any more hands up on Zoom anyways. Oh, I see Senator Perdue.
Senator Fidel, you're on mute.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, I just want to speak on the amendment. I concur with the chairman in this regards. These are voluntary guards. There's other ways of, you know, taking this amendment, putting it on there. You know, as I said, this isn't a criminal behavior. This is more of a, you need to be removed by the people, the constituents that you serve. And I think the recall would be a better option than trying to put somebody in jail and finding them. So I will be a yes vote on this amendment. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Senator Perdue. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, go ahead.
This is Senator Bowen here. Sorry, I can't find my hands. I just want to just ask a quick question. And maybe it's been answered prior, but I don't recall seeing a lot of this happening. Can anybody tell me, without naming a county, just how many cases we've had that have come forward with this kind of conduct?
Just from the committee hearing, personally, I have not experienced any, but from what the bill sponsor said, and I do believe that we had NACO there, that there was very, very few cases, but apparently there was one isolated spot in the state. So take that for what that's worth.
And I think I would remember that case from 2017. Okay, that's all I needed to know. I just wanted to, I just have a hard time passing a bill for a complete blanket of the whole state when there really isn't any fires like that was said earlier. But the one that I am aware of back in 2017 was a pretty good fire going on. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I guess if you want to put it this way, if there is a possibility that something of this nature does happen in the future, you do have the sideboards on there to handle it. So I guess is you know, if the cases will not happen, I don't think it's a big deal. But if we do have a situation, at least we have something in place to be able to deal with it. So I guess I could probably support it in that way.
Question.
Any further discussion?
Question.
Go ahead.
We're just calling for the question on the amendment. Voice vote might work.
Roll call vote on 2.3, House Bill 694, 2.3.
Vice Chair Esp.
Aye.
Vice Chair Boltman.
Yes.
President Blaisdell.
Yes.
Senator Boland.
Yes.
Senator Ellsworth.
Aye by proxy.
Senator Fitzpatrick.
No.
Senator Fridell.
Yes.
Senator Morgeau.
Yes.
Senator Pope.
Yes.
And Chairman Gauthier.
Yes.
9 have voted yes, 1 has voted no.
The amendment has passed. Senate Bill, or House Bill 694, 2.3, amendment has passed.
So, Mr. Chairman, I will move House Bill 694 as amended twice.
Thank you. Discussion on the bill as amended twice. So I'm not seeing any hands. Let's go ahead and take a roll call vote on House Bill 694, twice amended.
Vice Chair Esp.
Aye.
Vice Chair Boltman.
Yes.
President Blaisdell.
Yes.
Senator Boland.
Yes.
Senator Ellsworth.
Aye by proxy.
Senator Fitzpatrick.
No.
Senator Fridell.
Yes.
Senator Morgeau.
Yes.
Senator Pope.
Yes.
And Chairman Gauthier?
Yes.
And 9 voted yes, 1 has voted no.
House Bill 694, 2.3, or twice amended, has passed local government. Well, thank you, committee. Sorry for the short delay on this. This could very well be our last meeting. Is that correct, Mrs. Hinneman?
Mr. Chair, as far as I know, we don't have any bills in our queue, but you never know what might happen. So for now, this might be the last one, yes.
All right. Reminder, we do have a committee meeting on Tuesday at Montana City Bar and Grill. I know that was a conflict with another one. But I want to say thank you again, Mrs. Hinneman, for the great work making us all look very good and the last-minute amendments and all the things we've done. And I know our committee secretary, I don't believe she's on us, Izzy. She did a good job for a rookie, and I hope we'll see her again in the future. And then, of course, Nadine, I owe you a lot for a lot of the short fuse meetings and putting our meeting rooms together, and thank you for your patience with us. So,
you're welcome. And we need a carrier for the House bill.
We're volunteering.
Who's not here? Yeah, who's not here?
I think he's busy. Senator Friedel, do you want to carry it?
Sure, why not?
All right, we have a bill carrier.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You've been wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I guess if there's anything else, any other further discussion, I think we'll go ahead and say that Senate Local Government has done its work for the day, and we will adjourn Senate Local Government as of now.
Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Have a good week.